Hey, I'm Rhonda with I'm Funny About Money, and today I want to talk to you about a book that I read that sort of pissed me off a little bit. It's called Live Life Cheap, Take What Is Yours by Benjamin Friedman. Yeah, take what is yours. Keep that in mind. So don't forget, click like, subscribe, and make sure you comment. I want to hear it all, but be nice. No reason to be ugly. Okay? This book is 44 pages long, so that's not bad. All right? It's pretty quick read. Easy. Quick little read. Short read. Let's just get right on this. I don't think there's anything in this book that I agree with. It would be hard to find. I'm not interested in agreeing with this author on anything. And let's start with why. In the first part, let's talk about how he talks about begging from strangers to go at the red light and to beg for money. Just beg for money. Doesn't matter if you have a job or actually he says you don't need a job. He says that you can live quite well by not having a job if you just go and beg for money from people. He openly admits that he doesn't tip servers in restaurants. So if anyone in a restaurant knows this man, you're not getting a tip. Yeah. No matter how well you treat him or how good of a job you do as a server. And no matter how you take care of him, he's not going to tip you. Yeah. There's more. Let's talk about him even paying for the meal, because he's not going to pay for the meal. He's not going to pay for it. He is going to try to get his friends and colleagues or whoever else is around to pay for his meal. He's going to say, hey, I got you next time. It's okay. Yeah. I'll get it next time. You get it this time. I'll get it next time. And then next time doesn't come. But if it does come, he tries to pick a place that's super, super, super cheap and says, hey, let's go to this place instead. And so that it doesn't cost him that much if he's forced to repay that favor that he just used. Man, to be his friend. No, thank you. Yeah. Speaking about that, right onto my note. I'm so glad I'm not friends with this guy. I don't think I could be, actually, because it seems to me that he's not a friend to others. So why would anyone want to be his friend when he's not a friend to others? And he definitely doesn't have acts of service down. Mm-mm. No. I don't think this guy could be compelled to give a blessing to anyone else ever. Ever to be a blessing. He wants to be blessed over and over and over and over again. He wants people to do for him, take care of him, pay for his meals, whatever. He'll live off you easy, no problem. He's not going to be there for you in your time of need, though. And I'm not sure this guy's really in need. I'm not really sure about that. I just, based off this book, if this is an actual representation of who this person is in real life, I don't think I want anything to do with that person. So, let's talk about the editing. Of course, there's no editor. Why would there be? This guy's not going to pay for an editor. This guy is not even, I guess, able to get a friend to read the book. So, he sacrifices quality one little word at a time. Just killing it. It's painful. The errors are frequent and annoying. This author suggests eating at a soup kitchen when he probably doesn't even have to eat at a soup kitchen. Actually, what I recommend this author do, why don't you go to that soup kitchen and volunteer, man? Go volunteer. If you're going to eat their food, you should work there. I'm sorry that you want to do everything for free. It's not yours to take for free. It's someone else's, someone who actually is in need. Someone else is blessing these people who are in need, and here you are taking from them. I don't appreciate that. As someone who has had hard times in my life, I don't appreciate you taking that and exploiting that. That's not okay. It's not okay to pretend that you're someone that you're not so that you can get free food or free this or free that. Sometimes people are really in a bad place and you're taking advantage and you're exploiting the kindness of others for your own gain. And that, sir, is not a blessing. No. And that's why I really don't like this book. I really don't like it. Frequently throughout the book, the author recommends to lie in order to get what you want. Oh, karma. Karma's gonna get you. He even thinks you should go take your neighbor's newspaper and read it before they get to read it. But that's crazy. A lot of people, you know, you don't even need to be stealing your neighbor's newspaper. That's just, wow. Steal from your neighbor? No. Oh my gosh. This guy suggests things that are definitely unethical, questionably with the morals, and probably mostly illegal, some of it. I mean, I can't think that it's not illegal to do some of the things that he suggests in there. And I think it's a bad idea. I think reading this book is a bad idea. I think if you read this book and you follow his suggestions, I think that the consequences are not going to be good for you. And I think they're going to be damaging to you. And this is not okay, sir. You should not be advising people to do these things in order to get it for free, just to be cheap. And you say, take what's yours. It's not yours to take. It belongs to someone else. That's not your newspaper. That's not your food at the soup kitchen. That food was donated to be a blessing to someone else, to assist someone else in need. And if you were truly ever in a place of need, you would never take that for granted. And I feel that you are not in a place of need. And how dare you? I shame you. How dare you? How dare you recommend the cheating of others and stealing from others and the fraudulent type of practices that you are? And those type of things that you're promoting that people do, that's what makes it hard for good, honest, working people to do things to be blessings to others. I'm sorry. This is not a good book. I'm actually not sorry. I'm glad I read this book. You guys, stay away from this book. I know you guys can do better. And on the other note that I have on that, I'm really, really hoping that this guy sees the light, that maybe I'm taking this book too seriously, and that maybe, bizarrely, this thing was more of satire, and he was just being funny. Maybe. Maybe he was joking. Maybe the whole 44 pages is a long 44-page joke. That's what I'm hoping. And I'm hoping that, don't read this one. Not worth it. Not okay. Not good. I do not recommend this book. It is a total waste of your time. And it'll get you a little passionate. As you can clearly see. And if you were to take the time, please don't take him seriously, as the consequences for his recommendations are not okay. It could be damaging to you, and it could be damaging to others. And that's just not the type of thing we want to recommend here at I'm Funny About Money. I don't recommend that you go begging unless you have no other choice. As in, you have nothing left to sell. You have no other way. You only do that if you absolutely have to. And taking advantage of the kindness of others without being grateful is inappropriate, unacceptable, not okay. And that's all I really think I should comment about this. So, once again, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, and share with your friends. And I will keep bringing you guys some books. Hopefully I get some good ones in here. But those free books are not packed with quality. apparently. There are some good ones out there, and I am going to find them for y'all, and I am going to let you know when I do. Definitely. You don't have to spend a ton of money to get some good personal finance advice. Okay? Thank you so much. Bye.